Okay, so hi everyone, my name is Sun, and today I'm going to talk about a fun project that I do, like a weekend project that I stand on, that brings LlamaCP into the realm of web using WebAssembly. So my talk will be divided into this point where I first introduce myself, why I do this, a quick demo, and then show you how it works and some challenges that I face on the way and my plan for the future. So let's start. So my name is Sun. I'm a software engineer at Hugging Face. I joined Hugging Face like 5 months ago, very new. And I'm one of the maintainers of LlamaCP, an active maintainer. Here's my GitHub is NGX Sun. And my slogan is doing AI for fun, not for profit. Yeah. I actually had this way before where I joined Hugging Face. Okay, so some of my work on LlamaCP is the first like big thing that I did for the project was the chat template things, and then I had a refactoring for the only the support for low rank adaptation. I'm also one of the core maintainers of the Llama server that now we luckily we are able to bring it into something called hardware inference endpoint on Hugging Face. I'm so one of my very big tasks that I'm actively doing is to refactor the multimodal, especially the vision part. And it's still going nowhere, but yeah, it's a big thing. And one of the things I really want to do is to add the web GPU backend to GCMN. And if you go to GitHub page, here's me, by the way. Yeah. Okay. So this is a serious thing. Why don't we do like just fun thing? So let me show you what it mean. What do I mean by fun? Yeah, so you all know this guy from like 20 years ago. And now, what if I make it just a little bit smarter? Yeah. So hopefully this demo works, yes. So it's a clippy, yay. Nice. So the fun thing is this one run directly on browser. The model is already downloaded into local storage. It's not really local storage, but it's being cached in the browser, and the inference is done using WebAssembly. Yeah, so that's the fun thing. And behind this demo is a project that I made in my free time. It's called WebLlama. Yeah, so this is my GitHub. You can start it. It might you interested. Yeah, so. Why I created in the first place, so long story short, long time ago, when I haven't joined Hugging Face yet, I was GPU poor, like very poor, not just poor. And then at the same time, I also want to push LlamaCP to the limit, is actually the limit of my hardware that I had at the time. And also I was very inspired by Whisper CPP, the WebAssembly version that you can run directly on browser. And also it's just for fun, not for compete. To make my point, it's not to compete with like production ready framework out there, right? Like ONNX or WebNLM. Okay, so what is your goal? The first goal is firstly to create like a wrapper, a JS, TypeScript library that you can as web developer you can use this in your project just by running just one command npm install. It's strongly typed TypeScript and zero dependency. It's a big thing. So let us show you what that means. So this little demo here that you show here that you see here, how I made it under the hood is that I import this, by the way, this is React.js project. So I import it, it's a library. And then I download this model I define here. I just load the model from Hugging Face. Then I create a chat completion. I had a system message that say, hey, you're clippy, behave like you're clippy here. Okay, So that is, I also have another demo that you can see right on the GitHub page is here. And the demo is more functional. You have like a list of models that you can try, and then you can chat with it. Yeah, this is a demo. So yeah, that's it. So now the complicated part, the technical, like deeply technical part. It might not be very interesting, but yeah, bear with me. Okay, so there's one thing called EM scripting, and it's the thing that allows user to compile